This weekend, voters chose a new president in Guatemala. By a slim margin, Alvaro Colom beat General Otto Perez Molina, who had promised to be tough on crime. Colom is a former businessman who defines himself as a political moderate. He has his own approach to crime. Colom is vowing to send troops to areas that are rife with drug trafficking, remote parts of the jungle, and border areas. He says in the past, cartels have controlled these areas thanks to collusion from the government, and he says police are not enough to stop the traffickers. During the campaign, Colom promised to work to reduce poverty in one of the hemisphere's poorest countries. Alvaro Colom takes office this January. As a travel destination, Guatemala is best known for its colonial towns and volcanoes. Places like El Peridon on Guatemala's Pacific coast have largely been bypassed by tourists. Residents there have had to rely instead on small-scale fishing to make ends meet. But now, as NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports, villagers are trying to market their impoverished settlement as Central America's next big surfing destination.
The black sand beaches of El Paredón stretch for miles, empty and stark. The waves roll in, lashing the coastline, their white peaks frothing in endless succession. 29-year-old Jed Thon is from New Zealand. He's surfed most of the world's best spots.
I've been surfing for probably about 20 years now, and I've been through Australia, Indonesia, up through North Africa and Morocco, Portugal, Fiji, and now I'm heading off down through Central America.
Surfing has exploded in popularity throughout the world. What began in Hawaii hundreds of years ago has now become a global multi-billion dollar industry. And for surfers like Jed, that is not a good thing.
It's getting to the point now, it's kind of ridiculous. Because you go to your main beaches in the cities and there's 60 to 100 people in the water on a particular break. And it's really competitive, really hard to be part of it.
But for him, this beach, which takes an hours-long bus journey, a taxi, and then a boat to get to, is as good as it gets.
One of the key reasons why I've come down here is because there's nobody here. And I don't have to deal with that madness, and I can just do my own thing, and I've got my own surf break right there. The majority of the surf breaks in the world, most people know about, and people surf them. For me to actually be able to come here, stay in accommodation that close to the beach, and have waves of that quality right there with nobody around me is a really, really rare thing.
The community of El Paredón has opened a small surfing camp. It's not much to look at, a few wooden shacks on the beach filled with rotting bunk beds, but it's a homegrown attempt to bring more money and work into this desperately poor fishing community. The streets in the village are made of sand, the roofs of the shacks are dried palm, and there are no cars because the only access is by boat. Here, the national government is largely absent. State funds are virtually non-existent, and even the nearest police station is more than an hour away. The people of El Paredón have to fend for themselves. Florencia López Blanco is a widow and mother of six. She makes ends meet by cooking at the camp.
We feel pretty abandoned by the state, but we feel now that this is going to change. More and more people are going to come here now. That's what we hope, at any rate. All we have is the sea here, and not much else.
Nearby, a couple of young men try and repair a damaged surfboard. Donaldo Dardón is 20 years old, and he works here.
I was walking down the beach and I met the guy who runs this place when he asked me if I wanted to learn how to surf. And I said, okay. He lent me a board and said, get in the water and do what you can. And I did, and I learned bit by bit. Now I teach surfing.
Along with three other local boys, he offers free surfing lessons, too, to anyone in the community who wants to learn. They'll need more instructors soon. In this isolated spot, three more surfing hostels are set to open. Sitting on a hammock while another foreign visitor plays guitar, surfers like Jed look out to sea.
I'm looking to see if there's any banks where the waves are peeling to see where I'm going out surfing next, basically.
Real surfing culture, he explains, clashes with development. If you find a spot like El Paredón, you don't tell other surfers. He's been here for at least 10 days, mostly alone, and he's not planning on leaving anytime soon. He knows that the next time he comes back, things will almost certainly have changed.
With the popularity of surfing globally, places like this will become developed, for sure.
So he's enjoying this while he can, watching the waves getting ready in his head before grabbing his board to go and catch them.
I'm just looking for next time when I go surfing.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, El Paredón, Guatemala.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.